This is Walu Archer from the Real Rap Radio Show on Down to Hot Radio. I'm your host with the most, and I got my special guest on the line, Ricky McCoy Clark. How are you? Ricky
I'm
Clark
great.
McCoy. Sorry about that. Ricky Clark
Yes.
McCoy.
How are you? I'm great.
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. So you're a seasoned therapist.
Yes, I am. I've been in the therapy game now for almost 10 years. I'm a holistic therapist in Atlanta, Georgia, specializing in all of the things from anxiety, depression, stress management, work-life balance. But I'm really big on self-care. And with that, I'm a holistic therapist.
And you have your own practice. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. Flourishing Minds is my practice here in Atlanta. I mean, we've been doing a thing. It's a group practice. So it's myself and I have about six other therapists who are providing therapy and getting it out there, breaking the barriers and breaking the stigmas around mental health in our community. So it's nice.
How did you come up with that name?
So for me, the slogan that I thought of is moving from survival to a flourishing state of mind, because I feel like sometimes we learn about scarcity and we live in scarcity in our thoughts, right? But if we can move to a more abundant, more open way of thinking, it opens up doors, it opens up possibilities, it takes us out of our comfort zones, so that we can try new things and we can grow as people.
You said you have six. So did you start with six or you expanded to six?
I expanded to six. So I started with just me. And during the pandemic, I had so many people reaching out to me for help that I started hiring people, and people were reaching out to me, like wanting to help do the work. So that's how they came about.
Let the listeners know, how did you scale your business?
I really think through promoting, right? Through marketing what I do, whether it be on social media or different directories on the internet where people can go and look for therapists. Word of mouth is huge. Clients definitely refer other people that they know. And I feel like therapy was so important during that pandemic that people were just reaching out and they were finding me on their own, left and right.
And when you say holistic, so you don't deal with medication?
I will educate. So I can educate clients on medication and like how it can help benefit their lives, right? So if I have a client who is hesitant on medication, what we'll do is we'll try to come up with like a self-care routine where they can like do coping strategies, like do certain things to relieve whatever type of symptoms they might be having. But if it's not working, and if you still are not functioning, meaning like you're not able to get up, go to work, like do the things that you need to do, then I will recommend that they maybe talk to a psychiatrist or a nurse practitioner, just to kind of talk about medication, talk about how it can be beneficial to their lives.
Okay.
Yeah. From there, some people try it and it works and they see like that it's helping them. And then some people are a little bit more, you know, hesitant. So I'll let the clients decide, but I will recommend it if I feel like it's needed.
Now, from a holistic standpoint, what are some of the most common symptoms you see with people?
Really, our body, how physical health and mental health are connected. And so when I talk holistic, it's a mind, body, spirit approach, right? Our bodies are talking to us. Our bodies have certain aches and pains. Our digestive system is connected to our brain. So your body will communicate certain things to you to let you know like what you're going through. And so I'm really big on teaching clients how to reconnect with their bodies, to pay attention to what the body is saying, and to help them understand that you can release emotions, you can release trauma from your body through movement, through yoga, through breath work. You can calm your nervous system.
So when you take on your first patient, or I should say a new patient, what is the first thing you suggest, or what is the beginning stages of getting them well?
So everybody, when we meet, I ask everybody what their goals are, you know, what's the reason for reaching out? And then we come up with a self-care routine. And so think mind, body, spirit. What are we doing to take care of our mental? What are we doing to take care of the body? And what are we doing to take care of ourselves spiritually? So you think about working out can help the body, right? But working out also helps us boost our mood. It helps us to focus and concentrate, right? You may have certain things that you like to do to be confident, keeping your hair done, keeping your nails done, keeping your hair cut. Those are physical self-care things that you can do to feel confident and look good. But it's also drinking water. It's also taking your supplements or medications if you need to. So I educate on the different categories of self-care. Your emotional self-care, how do you get your thoughts out? Who do you talk to? What is your support system look like? And if we don't have one, how can we build one? Right? How to journal, how to write, how to get the thoughts out of your head before bed so you can sleep. A lot of people can't sleep because they have so many things on their minds. And so I teach them and educate them on how to do that. And then I teach them about spiritual self-care, which is huge in the Black community. You think about a lot of people think about religion, they think about church, they automatically go there. But I'm like, okay, like there are other ways to take care of yourself spiritually, right? And to really make sure that you're connected to yourself on a soul level. It may be prayer, it may be a playlist, it may be music, it may be your favorite motivational person that you like to listen to on a podcast or a radio station, right? It may be Mother Nature. Being outside is considered spiritual self-care. How do you reconnect with outside? It could be that you tap into like energy work and your chakras, right? And like checking your energy and the energy around you. It could be yoga, it could be meditation, it could be prayer. So there's so many different ways to take care of yourself on that spiritual level. And so I educate on that too. I educate on your environment. What's in your space? Is your space safe? Is it happy? Do you have certain colors or certain things in it that brighten up your day? Do you put affirmations in certain places so you can be reminded of who you are and how we want to think from that flourishing, mindset? Sometimes we got to remind ourselves when we have negative thoughts, like, no, we're not doing that. We're reprogramming ourselves on how we think. So that's huge for me. And then organizing your space, like your space usually reflects how you feel. Is it tidy? Is it organized? Or do you feel overwhelmed and you don't know how to manage your time? So we talk about time, like basic time management, making time for self, work-life balance. We talk about boundaries when it comes to work, your start time and your end time, right? What you do before work for yourself before you give yourself to other people, what you do after work to end your day. And so I'm teaching them really time management and self-care strategies that become a lifestyle. It really becomes a lifestyle.
So when we think in terms of mental health, how do you think social media affects mental health with people?
So social media is just too much. It's overload. So what happens is depending on who you follow and what you follow and how many times you look at it, right? So there's the self-discipline that's important there. But a lot of people are doing it because they're bored. A lot of people are doing it to distract themselves. And we start comparing ourselves to people, whether we want to or not, like subconsciously it happens. We start comparing our lives to other people. We start seeing all the good things that people post and feel like we're not living up to the standard or the norm. So it's really important just to be mindful of what you follow and how many times you get up there. And so I try to really educate people on how to be present and what it means to be like mindful and present in your real life and not on your phone.
And through the 10 years, have you seen mental health growing?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely we are in a time where and social media could be helping that too. You have all the gurus and all the people that know all the things on social media. And so self-care and therapy has become a thing and people want to know more about it. They want to try it. So that's good to see. But I feel like it's also needed. I feel like the pandemic pushed a lot of people into needing to talk to somebody. And we were isolated. We didn't really know what to do or who to talk to. And so I've seen it grow a lot. since the pandemic for sure.
All right, now from a personal standpoint, do you need a therapist as well? Because they say every good therapist have a therapist.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have a therapist, and I've had a therapist since being a therapist, because you do, like, I always, one of the things my clients love about me is my authenticity and my ability to be vulnerable with them and open with them. And I always say, like, I'm a person just like y'all. My life is life and just like everybody else's. And I definitely have a therapist to talk to help me keep my life on track as well. So yes, I have a routine that I follow just like everybody else, from therapy to yoga. I have my spiritual readers if I need to tap into that. I have certain people that I go to pour into my cup too.
Good, good, good. Now, do you think you have a retreat coming up? So let's talk about your retreat that's coming up.
Yeah, so one of the things I do as a holistic therapist is I host wellness retreats. And wellness retreats are a beautiful way to disconnect from life, from parenting, from whatever roles you play in your day-to-day, and really take time to check in with yourself, right? So we remove the outside distractions and we're able to focus on ourselves. And that's usually in another country, right? Or another city that has like spiritual feeling, right? Like, we're usually in nature. So I've hosted retreats in Bali. I've hosted retreats in Tulum, Sedona, Arizona. Like, those are spiritual places. I have the retreat coming up in Costa Rica this June. It's June 9th through June 15th, and it's called the Goddess Renewed. And the purpose of that retreat is to really tap into the inner goddess, right? To really help the participants come and learn what it means to be a goddess, what it means to walk in that goddess power and that energy, right? And so we'll do a lot of inner spiritual work. We'll talk about self-care and wellness through like wellness workshops. We will do yoga, we'll do meditation, but we'll also have some fun, right? We have excursions where we'll go and we'll explore the country and the culture of the country. We do dance classes, we eat good, we just disconnect, and it's a great opportunity to meet new people. As we grow and we evolve, it's like, okay, I need new people that are evolved and have things in common as I do. So it's a great way to meet new people. And it's a great way for us to remember as adults that we're not alone, that there are other people that are going through and navigating life. So the there's it's like an all-inclusive package. All the person has to do is come and show up. I have planned out a 7-day itinerary for us to do. And in that itinerary is very much a lot of rest and relaxation and exploring our resort. We have a beautiful resort. So I'm really excited about that retreat that's coming up in June. It's for women only. That particular retreat is for women only. Just to have a safe space for women to come and release and relate and relax and laugh and cry or whatever they need to do as they process their healing.
Do you ever have one for men and women?
I have. So I do have co-ed retreats as well. Different locations. I like to invite different types of people just depending on where we're going. 'Cause I realize, our females and our men also need that healing. And so I've done co-ed retreats here in Atlanta. I've done them in Sedona, Arizona as well. So just depending on where we're going, depending on what the vibe is for where we are going. Yeah.
Now, do your work ever get overwhelming or a bit too much?
Oh, for sure. I definitely have to be mindful, especially as an entrepreneur. You have to be mindful of just how much work you take on, like how much you take onto your plate. And so earlier, how I mentioned, moving from survival to a flourishing state of mind, a lot of us are operating in survival mode when it comes to what we think about money. But you can't work yourself to death, right? I can't get rich doing like having all the clients and all the work. And so I always have to remind myself that I have to make time for rest on my calendar. I make sure I take quarterly breaks. I make sure that I travel to refuel my cup. And so I'm always just this self-discipline. It's just being mindful. It's listening to myself as well, my body, knowing when how much is too much.
Now, what are some of the signs that people should look for when they think their significant other may need a therapist?
Yeah, so behavior changes, right? Isolation, irritability, feeling sad, feeling down, no motivation for life, no motivation for the things that once brought them joy. Mood changes, very much like mood changes. Sometimes people lose the drive or the motivation to get up, to shower, to clean up. You may lose the interest in cooking, like all of those kind of things. You may lose your appetite. You may notice that your appetite goes away because your body is in stress. It's in a survival mode. Some people overeat. Some people eat to medicate themselves, right? Some people will use more substances, so drinking more or doing other substances more. Picking up habits to cope and self-medicate themselves versus like the healthier things that you can do. So those are some signs and symptoms that something's off, something's wrong. Their behavior is not like it usually was before. There's no drive, there's no motivation, there's no hope, and they're isolating themselves or they're erratic. Their behavior is out of control. And it may be safe to have somebody to talk to just to kind of see what's going on. A lot of times too, like if you had like postpartum, having babies, I'm having new developments in your life as you grow and mature. Each transition in your life will bring about some type of change in you. And so having somebody that you can talk to as you navigate those life changes is very helpful.
Do you think everyone needs a therapist, or is it subjective?
I feel like everybody can benefit from a therapist, right? It's not always bad things that we're talking about. It's not always something's wrong with you for you to go. Sometimes you want to go just to get a new perspective, just to have an open perspective, just to make sure you can sort through your thoughts. We all have thoughts. We all have so much running through our minds. So it's good to have somebody to talk to, a non-judgmental person, a person that doesn't know you in your personal life. You might not want to tell your family or friends all your business, right? So having that safe place, that confidential place that you can go and talk about whatever you want to talk about is very, very helpful. Very helpful.
Now, one of the most common things I see on social media is people always saying they can't sleep.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
any recommendations you would give to someone to help them sleep better?
Journal before bed, write down what's on your mind. Because a lot of times we're just running through our thoughts, right? A lot of times this is what we do as adults. We run from our problems by distracting ourselves, by working, by doing, like we don't sit still. And so once you sit still for the night, all of the things are coming back. They're coming up, right? So it never goes away. We just bury it down deeper inside of us. But you can write. Writing is a great way to get it out if you don't trust or that you have anybody to talk to at that moment. Write it down, burn it, rip it up, throw it away, whatever when you're done. But it's a release. It helps get it out your mind. But have a nighttime routine. It's very helpful. Have a time where you wind down for the night, where you stop working for the day, where you stop checking the electronics for the day, putting your phone on do not disturb at a certain time so you can prepare for rest and like really get into it, right? So some of the things that I do is I might light a candle or some type of incense. I might have like my little nighttime playlist, like playing all my mellow low-key music as I'm getting ready for bed. My shower, my bath, like I make it like a ritual. I make it an experience, right? I might put my little bath salts in there, like have my smells going. So I make it fun. I make it enjoyable. It's a great way to do your skincare routine and really take time to take care of your skin. It's a great time to maybe stretch, to release any extra energy that's in your body. Some people like to read before bed. Reading can help make you sleepy. So they're all like having a nighttime routine is very helpful to help you prepare for bed and go to bed early enough to get some good rest.
Speaking of good rest, how many hours do you think is enough to get good rest?
7 to 8 for sure. And I know us as adults are not getting the proper sleep. And when you're not sleeping and when you're overthinking, your brain is constantly working, right? That energy we could be using so many other ways. So we're really exhausting ourselves. Just think about what all the things that you got going on in your life that you need your energy for. And we gotta rest that mind. We gotta give that mind some rest so that it's just like a laptop, I say, or like a phone. When the battery's dead and when it's not charged, it's gonna go slow. It's not gonna be as effective. You're not gonna think as clearly. You're not gonna be able to concentrate as clearly as you need to. So having that rest is very crucial to your brain health and your body.
Now, I don't know if this applies, but cannabis. What's your thoughts on that?
You mean as far as people are just using it?
Yeah, just far as using it, because some people say they use it to relax. Now
Oh
they
yeah.
kind of legalize it.
Oh
Now they
yeah.
try to make it seem like it's
Oh yeah.
holistic.
Ain't nothing worse than a client up in here telling me that they smoke every night before bed because that's how they relax and go to sleep. And so I just like to remind clients that while that might be your thing, right? And the glass of wine too. The glass of wine is one as well, like a drink
Hear that
before
well,
bed.
yo.
While that might be your thing, that is not a healthy coping strategy. You do not want to train your body to need a substance every night before bed. So if we're gonna do it, maybe do it as an incentive. Maybe do it as like you got yourself through the week and it's Friday and I can relax and wind down a little bit. Because people gonna do it anyway. But train your body not to be dependent on something every day.
And as we begin to close out, where can they find you at on social media?
Yeah, so everything is Therapy with Ricky. And Ricky is Rikki. So you can find me there on Instagram. My website is therapywithricky.com. I also have a YouTube channel, it's therapywithricky.com. So any questions, any concerns, I also do wellness coaching, so the holistic coaching. So if you're interested in learning more about self-care strategies, coming up with a self-care routine, sound healing, meditation, breath work, yoga, those types of things. Hit me up. Like, it's a great way for us just to learn how to take care of our mind, again, our body and our spirits. If you're interested in a wellness retreat, whatever the things are, let me know. I do feel like it is something that we need to talk about more and more, because everything's connected.
Any final thoughts or closing remarks?
I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to, promote and educate people on self-care, on mental health and wellness. And self-care is definitely much, it's wealth for sure. So it's like sometimes we're chasing all the things, all the outside resources, all the money, all the whatever it is that we're chasing, but the real wealth is internally.
Amen to that.
Yeah. So thank you for having me on. Thank you for, this time. Thank you for talking about this topic because it's so important.
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to thank you for doing the interview today.
Thank you. Yes.
So that's my time today on the Real Rap Radio Show, guys. And I'll see you next time on the Real Rap Radio Show on Down to Hot Radio with Walil Archer. Thanks.